I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, why fixing prize fights is good. But now it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. I'd rather they fixed prize fighters myself.
Yeah, well, there's that. Time magazine's list of 100 most influential people included gymnast Simone Biles, who's in the category labeled icon. She's 20 years old. Don't you have to be at least 21 to be an icon?
Well, I mean, I think in terms of actual icons, like the ones that hang on the wall, you have to be like 500 years old.
LeBron James, Colin Kaepernick, and Theo Epstein are also among the athletes on the list. I assume you're good with all them.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the interesting thing, of course, is that LeBron James's tribute in the issue was written by Rita Dove, who's a Pulitzer Prize-winning author and a former U.S. Poet Laureate.
Pretty cool.
It is very cool, yes. And, of course, Conan O'Brien writes a hilarious one about Tom Brady.
Speaking of LeBron James, as we were, he and the Cavaliers made history on Thursday night. The Cavs were down by 26 points. They came back to win the game and take a 3-0 lead over Indiana. This set a record for the biggest comeback in an NBA playoff game. I think it's probably safe to say the Cavs are ready.
Well, not just that. It's safe to say that, please, everybody, appreciate LeBron James while he's around, because you will not see his like again. I mean, this is now 2 years in a row where he's picked up this team and carried it when they needed it. And this was an astonishing performance. 41 points. He played the whole second half,
yep,
which belies the constant drumbeat that his body's breaking down.
He did look a little tired, missing a couple of foul
shots.
Well,
yeah, Bill! Let's not get picky here.
It's an amazing game.
He's carrying 11 other players around out there.
Charlie, most of the New England Patriots visited the White House on Wednesday. This was shortly after former Patriot Aaron Hernandez had hanged himself in his jail cell. I know these are only tangentially sports stories, but I'm curious to hear your take on either or both of them.
The visiting the White House thing has now become a way to make a political statement, and good for it. I mean, it should be. If you're a president, inviting sports champions for a photo op is a political act. You're trying to, you know, bask in their reflected glory. The Hernandez story, you know, just got more grotesque as it went along. There was a squabble over his brain, which now apparently the lawyer has won the ability to donate it to Boston University's study of CTE, which is a good thing, and I'd really be happy with it if I didn't think his lawyer was sucking around for a diagnosis that will make him claim that CTE made Aaron Hernandez a murderer, which, you know, really would do a disservice to both the criminal justice system and the study at BU. But I am glad that the brain was preserved and donated.
The NFL draft begins on Thursday, and ex-Notre Dame quarterback DeShone Kizer hopes to go high in that draft. He claims that he has the football mind of Tom Brady and the physical skills of Cam Newton. He certainly has a high opinion of himself.
And the ego of Donald Trump,
I might say. He doesn't need to hire an agent, right? He's his own best advertising.
Well, I mean, I don't know that he's going to get any NFL team to agree with him.
Also, Tom Brady ain't bad physically, and Cam Newton's a pretty smart guy.
See, that's the other thing that Kizer pretty plainly did not plan on, was the fact that he's playing with stereotypes that have nothing to do with the actual athletes he's talking about. Tom Brady is athlete enough to still be playing quarterback at 40, and Cam Newton has figured the NFL out pretty well.
On Thursday, Charlie, the Tigers lost to the Rays, in part because Tigers fielders dropped two fly balls after fans at Tropicana Field shouted, "I got it, I got it." The manager of the Tigers, Brad Ausmus, places the blame squarely on his outfielders.
Well,
you with him on that?
Yeah, I mean, you fell for something that we did in Little League.
Exactly, exactly. I said the last time I heard anybody yell, "I got it," I was 14 and wearing the uniform of the Commonwealth Club Cardinals. I mean, they still do this anywhere but Tropicana Field?
This is a strategy that's like one step above your shoes untied. You know what? I would almost guarantee you that after they dropped the ball, the pitcher had a bellyache.
All right. And finally... In a recent match, fans of the soccer team Brøndby IF in Denmark showered opposing players with dead rats. And I don't often say, boy, I'm glad I wasn't at that soccer game. But of this one, I'm ready to make that statement. How about you?
First of all, Do you kill the rats during the game because the game is so bad and you're bored? Or do you bring a bag full of dead rats in anticipation of your team really being awful?
You know, it pains me to say this, but I'm pretty sure it was B. I think they brought the rats.
Does anybody on the Only a Game research staff speak enough Danish to know if it might have been dead rat night at the ballpark? We're going to have to cancel Dead Rat Night. This was a bad idea by the marketing people. Oh, dear.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And he joins me each week, whether or not it's Dead Rat Night, on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Hey, Bill, your shoe's untied.